Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dirt and Sprague.
Working James off to Sharp.
Way up top. Theater of the Cloud. Shaden Sharp. Woo-hoo.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
3-2 down. Little ready. Kicks the deals. Swing and a high fly ball. Center field. Varsho back. Near the wall. At the track. Gone. Freddie Freeman. A home run to center field. Freeman walks it off in the 18th. Oh, Freddie delivers. And they wait to mob him at home plate. The Dodgers in 18 win it. 6-5. Freddie goes yard.
Dirt and Spray on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning, happy Tuesday to everybody out there.
What is happening?
Nice little delightful Tuesday morning driving, getting out of the car and smelling burning rubber.
Yeah, it always feels good when you show up at work and that's what you smell.
Did you smell it?
Oh, I smelled it.
Oh,
it's strong out there, baby.
I don't know what's going on out there.
I do.
I mean, yeah, I think we know what's going on.
They're back.
They're back. They're
back.
All right. They're out there and they're somewhere. We can smell you. Where are they at? They're close by.
I saw them. I
know
where
they hit with a vengeance this week.
The winds are hitting with the volume right now.
It's a conflicting emotion driving past a big encampment. You're like, I feel for you. And then also I'm like, what are you burning? What are you burning?
And you do the weird thing of like, if you're driving by it, you want to roll your window down because you know the smell's going to get in your car, but then you don't want to roll it down when you're close to them because then you're worried more smell's going to get in your car, and then you got to roll them all down once you get past it so you can try and get a little bit of fresh air. But there's no escaping it down here this morning.
I think legitimately they just grabbed a tire and threw it on, just like, oh, well, burn that one.
Might as well burn that. That'll get the fire going. Let's get a little old tire fire going. That'll burn everything up.
It is stinging the nostrils. Woo! When I got out of that car. I'm like, I thought my car was going to blow up. I'm like,
is this me?
Is something happening with my car?
Is this me right now? What's going on, man?
But I have an electric, and I'm like, I don't know. Is this a battery smell? I don't know what this is. So I open the door, and I get out, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're burning a tire.
I think your battery's melting currently. That's happening. They're going to go steal your battery out of your car and burn that thing, too, man.
That's a Goodyear fire. If I've ever smelled one, that's a Goodyear fire.
And they've tried to put, I've noticed down here, they've put a bunch of like boulders in areas where the homeless people would normally camp and sleep. And I remember driving by it one day being like, that's actually not a bad idea. If you want to get them out of the way, I don't know how much that costs. And the poor bastards had to move the boulders all around, but that was a pretty good theory.
Well, do you, you ever driven up? Well, I know you have, but have you been up to like Tacoma, Seattle recently at all?
Not recently, no. It's
so
been a while.
When you get just past the Capitol building in Olympia off I-5, when you get right into that stretch, heading into like Steilacoom and DuPont.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a stretch of highway off 5, and it used to be lined.
Just all up and down it.
With outdoor tents and stuff. And I noticed a couple years ago, they started, and it's all boulders now. Nobody can sleep there.
You can't put a tent down if there's a boulder right there.
No.
It's actually not a bad theory. Like, of all the things you could do, I mean, there's more that they probably
could.
We
have a couple under our bridges, there are, too, like a cow and stuff.
Exactly.
They're all over the
place.
Just
putting big boulders all over. Whoever's in the boulder business right now, who would have seen that coming? Being like, hey, wait, the city wants to buy 847 medium-sized boulders from me? You got it, dude.
Who would have ever thought as a kid, like, you tell little Jimmy, hey, Jimmy, you're going to make tons of money selling big rocks.
What? What? I love rocks.
But they're everywhere.
What kid doesn't love rocks? My little guy picks up a rock every time we're on a walk, and I'm like, please don't swallow that thing. That's not going to be good to poop out.
I feel like...
don't eat the rock. Just don't put it in your mouth. No! No!
We had to worry about my youngest when she would randomly be crawling around. I want to say she was like 1.5. We had to worry about when she was on the ground versus when we fed our old dog.
Because she'd go eat the dog
food. Because we
would
catch her with dog food all in her mouth.
Like, oh, no.
She would just crawl over to that thing and start eating dog food.
No. No. No.
Spit it out.
Spit it out. Trying to get food out of a baby's mouth.
You remember that? You remember the...
It's just brutal, too, because then they go like jaws of death and they won't open their mouth on you.
You remember the... Is he a fat kid or is he just a little kid in Kindergarten Cop who's caught eating lunches and he's basically like, are you eating everybody's lunches?
Yeah.
And the kid just like slowly starts spitting it out.
Like one little piece at a time.
That's what our kid looked like when we pick her up with dog food. She just slowly start spitting out little, you know, dissolved pellets. And like, oh my God.
What is in that? Can we check the ingredients? Is this horrible for you? Do I need to call a doctor right now? So many follow-up questions. I'm terrified that's going to happen. The little guy loves feeding Bubba, our dog. He loves, like, carrying his little food bowl over and setting it down for him. He likes, you know, I likes helping out and all that stuff. But every time he puts the food bowl down and then immediately hand goes in the food bowl and gets a handful of the food. And I'm like,
Wait, what's he doing with it, you think?
He's trying to, I don't know
you
what
think
he's
wants
trying to
eat it?
I think probably does, but it's an immediate, like, I'm right there. Put that down! Put that in a cookie! Don't eat that!
Now, let me ask you, do you ever recall trying any dog related
I don't
foods?
Ever remember eating dog food. Maybe my mom can text me and tell me I did, but I don't ever remember trying that as a kid.
I don't know about, like, being at an age I don't remember, like, 2 or whatever.
Sure.
I do remember being, 5 to 7?
Somewhere in kindergarten or first grade.
Yeah, there was an age there. I remember grabbing a dog, like, treat, and I was like, do they taste like our cookies? And I took, like, a bite, and I was like, oh, God, no, they don't.
This is a peanut butter cookie. It sounds great. It's got peanut butter in there.
It did look good.
Some blueberry swirl. These flavors sound delightful, man. These dogs are eating like kings now.
You know, the thing is...
We're losing snap benefits. Just go get some dog biscuits, man. That's all you need.
I didn't have, like, a lot of embarrassment from my kid eating it, knowing I remember trying
the same
a dog
thing.
Treat. I'm like, how am I going to judge when I'm out here openly, like, older, going, oh, I'm going to try a dog cookie.
I love those stories, though, because it's a perfect encapsulation of, like, you can read as many parenting books as you want. You can try and be as prepared as you possibly want. And then your 1.5-year-old's eating dog food. And there's nothing in a manual or a book that tells you, what do I do here? What's protocol here? Do I keep them away? Do I...
Man.
Make them puke? Like, what's the problem? They just ate a bunch of dog food. I'm so confused right now.
There is nothing
in the
manual. There's
nothing you can do.
You just have to not judge. That's all it should say is...
Don't
this
judge.
Is going to happen. It's going to feel weird to watch it. Don't judge.
Please don't judge. Just, you know, it's normal behavior for a 1.5-year-old to try and eat some dog food.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but...
We get a lot of stuff going in the mouth, in and on the around the mouth. A lot of things when you're outside. It's like a constant, you just got to be like watching him like a hawk because you never know what he's going to pick up and try and put in his mouth.
The dirt, the mud.
Oh, just everything.
You know,
can
a
get
mud
his
pie,
on.
Like he's going to hear the term mud pie and he goes,
oh,
so it's like... So like pies I eat Thanksgiving?
Actual mud? Like
trying to bite.
Put a little water down here is all I do. A little water, a little mud, mix it up. I'm going to take a little bite of this. Mud pies sound delightful, man.
I think I'd rather deal with them randomly eating something that is not something you should be eating versus like the stories of hand in the diaper. Comes out.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather deal with that than that stuff.
At least usually when he puts his hand in his own poop, he doesn't try and eat it. At least to my knowledge, it is not gone in his mouth. Usually it's like a hand hold up and then like, Dad, check it out. I got poop. You know, it's one of those, like, it's like a proud moment.
Yeah, you just don't want it on the wall.
No,
you don't want it smearing. You know, the kids, they sometimes.
That's not coming out.
Yeah,
that's
not finger painted.
That's not. There's nothing good happening.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you have. I would not introduce him to finger paint.
Don't do the finger paint
thing. It's underrated terrible. You can say, hey, Teddy, good job. Dad's going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. and you come back, and there's two handprints on
just
your wall
everywhere.
Cool.
Now I got to wash that off.
Finger
and
paint.
You got to overpaint that thing. We need who's got the white paint to repaint that wall now,
God,
man?
God, it's bad enough that like when I sand a wall because I fill a hole, I don't paint it. I take like 2 years to paint that wall.
Just cover it up. That's all you need.
People come over. Did you just sand that? I'm like, yeah, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it was like last week. Yeah, we got a little bump in the wall. I just trying to clean it up a little bit. No big deal, man.
Yeah, it's a constant surveillance 24/7 of what they should or should not do. And sometimes you just miss the moments that they shouldn't do, and
yeah,
you got to sit there and live with it.
Yeah, we've eaten some dirt. Dirt has gone in and on around the mouth, yeah. And then you get the you're like, yeah, buddy, that's
terrible.
That's what happens when you eat dirt. Maybe we should not do that again next time we're outside. What do we do? Don't learn our lesson. We eat our dirt again.
Right.
We got to learn from our losses in life. I try and explain this to him, and he hasn't quite picked it up yet.
Yeah, the two I would say I never was curious about as a kid, and thankfully so. I mean, I tried a dog treat once.
You ate a dog biscuit. It's okay.
A bite. I tried grass once. I was curious.
What do the cows like it?
I always
love
the
like
smell
it?
Of fresh mowed grass.
Who
and
doesn't
like,
love the smell of fresh grass?
I never had one time an urge to eat the booger. And any kid I caught doing that, I don't know why, but I judged the living hell out of them.
So we're willing to try dog biscuits and grass, but boogers are just off limits.
Yeah,
that's a no-go?
Yeah, that was a big no-go.
They're salty
for me.
And sweet. They're tangy. Yeah, got a little crunch to them,
oh
too.
Oh, my God. My God.
Well, come on. They're delightful.
There was a girl that got caught doing that on like a walking field trip.
You never live that down. That will be held over your head for the rest of your schooling life.
I feel really terrible because people did say stuff to her. I fortunately wasn't one of them, but I remember just thinking,
no.
Nope.
There's ever an advancement made?
We're never being friends.
The answer to that is no.
Never interested in you.
You want to go to the Sadie Hawkins dance? No, I remember 10 years ago when you ate your boogers. Get the hell away from me. You're a booger eater.
You know, people don't forget.
Once a booger eater, always a booger eater. And I think we learned that with people later in life because we still catch, like, we catch adults eating their boogers all the time.
Dude,
remember, who was it? Was it Trevor Lawrence a couple weeks ago?
He
Monday
didn't
Night
know.
Football?
He was caught picking.
The camera panned away. We don't know if there was an eating situation or not. There was
his middle
booger.
Name Spalding.
There was a booger on that finger. We don't know where that booger ended up, but there was one on his finger.
That is just like all time for me. Just my brain sees that and it doesn't compute. I'm like, no, no, no.
The best one all time was it the German soccer coach who put his hand on his butt and sniffed his fingers.
Choke him low.
Yeah, whoever that guy was.
That was a great video.
Camera panning over. He has no idea. Yeah. And he's like, hands just down his pants, then pulls it out, pulls a Molly Shannon. Yeah, okay, we're clean. We're all right.
I don't think he liked
this. A little dipstick? What are we doing here? Am I clean? What's going on down there, man?
I have a quick problem to ask you guys because I want to get to the seriousness of our show today.
Sure.
A lot of sports we need to get to.
Yeah,
a lot of sports.
Yeah, we do.
I don't think Swag slept last night.
No, I don't think he did.
So
did that count as game three and game four?
God,
can we just eliminate one of the games? Just end it. It's
Shohei
over.
In game
not,
five.
Series is over. It's over.
Wrap
it's
this
done.
Up.
Who knew they were going to have a doubleheader?
Yeah, doubleheader in game three is bananas.
I'm dealing with a little bit of a technical issue. Mm. My phone will not change my profile photo. You know, I have an Apple situation, so it's like
you
got avatar photos.
Yeah, your photo changed in my phone. Last night, it just randomly popped up. I got a new Sprague photo.
Okay.
It used to be you in, like, a Halloween mask, I think, was it?
Oh.
Were you in, like, a Nacho Libre mask?
No, I was probably in a Spider-Man mask.
Oh, okay.
That's problematic, and the reason I say that is I've changed my photo 7 times, and I got a call from somebody at the basketball league, because basketball season's pretty close to starting, right?
Yeah, that's right around the corner.
So I'm going to have to start dealing out my number to these parents and having constant texting. The guy running the league calls me, and he's laughing on the other line, and he goes, "Hey, man, your photo just popped up, and I never noticed it before, but are you holding a book that says huge penis?" Because there was a book at Barnes & Noble, and it literally is called Huge Penis, and I thought it was a funny photo to take. Because
how do you not take that photo?
Not me, bud, but hey.
When in Rome, I'm taking that photo.
And I've changed this photo. Legitimately on my profile like 6 times and people it will not change for them. It's still coming up as huge penis book photo.
I had a full body boner for
I'd call
weeks.
Apple at that point.
Well, I don't know if it's Verizon or Apple.
What if you delete the photo off your phone?
I've tried.
And even deleting the photo off your phone won't do it?
It's not working.
Not going to happen.
And so I'm
I
stuck
think you just
got to
roll with it now at this point. You're just You're the huge penis guy. That's just you, man.
How are you feeling if your coach of your kid's team texts you or calls you and his photo pops up?
How old are these girls?
They're in eighth grade.
Exactly.
This guy's around my daughter? Yeah. I don't think so, man.
I'd be worried, too.
We're hitting the transfer portal. Who needs a shooting guard?
Honey, Earl's photo has him with a book that says huge penis. Should we be concerned about
this? Makes me wildly uncomfortable all of a sudden, dude. We're talking about children here, Spray. Get it together,
I
man.
I know.
God.
I have photos. Like, my photo right now on my phone looks like me with my wife in a sunset at the beach. And I'm like, that's a great photo to have.
I think that's what it is on my, when you call me or when you text me, I think that's what it pops up. I got a spray. Yeah.
Is it me with my wife?
It's the Sprags with the sunset in the background.
See, some people, it's not updating to that photo. It's staying with a huge penis.
You got an issue on your hands here, buddy. I can't help you. I'm terrible with technology. You got a massive unit problem.
I have an Android.
Right now.
I can't help you.
I got nothing for you, man.
Just terrible, these profile photos. They shouldn't allow them if they can't change.
One of my favorite memories of working in media was when I was in college. I did a thing for ESPNU, and it was for the Oregon-USC game when Chip beat Pete Carroll in 2009, one of the greatest duck games of all time. And they had this
big moment for the program.
Huge moment for the program. And they had this hit that they did on ESPNU where they brought people on, college kids from schools. And it was a big moment for me to be a college kid being on ESPNU. It was like the biggest thing that ever happened to me in my life. And the game was the week of Halloween. And when they asked for us to submit pictures, I thought everybody was going to submit Halloween pictures. And nobody else.
That's a good thought by you, actually.
It was like literally the game was on Halloween
makes
night.
You stand out.
And I was like, it's Halloween, right? I just figured that's what everybody was doing. And so I submitted a picture with like a mustache and a cowboy hat looking like an absolute idiot. And I go back to watch the segment and everybody else has like a professional headshot with like a suit and a tie. And then, all right, let's go down to Eugene, Oregon, USC in Oregon on Saturday night. And it's just my face pops up with a cowboy hat and a mustache.
I'll tell you right now, you're standing out. You got a different resume than everybody else.
Look at that, baby. Look at that.
That's not a ChatGPT photo you've sent me.
Maybe that's what landed me this job. Well, that moment in my career, that's what did it for me.
I bet our boss was like, oh, he did the ESPNU
ESPNU hit?
The cowboy outfit. And that guy.
He was giving out mustache rides. All right. We're going to hire that guy. What's his name? Dirt. Sounds right.
Yeah. Somebody was like, oh, nice photo. I'm like, sadly, I'm not dealing with that real problem of having one of those.
No, because then it's actually pretty cool. Then you're like not even upset about it.
Then
you're
it's just an autobiography.
You're just really huge. I wrote this book.
Oh, it's comical.
This is about me.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to get that problem solved, but I'll give you guys an update at some point.
Somebody out there has to hear this and have an idea on how to fix that.
I've meant to stop at Verizon and say, you guys, this will not change for everybody. What am I doing
wrong? You know me. I'm terrible with technology. Swag's a green text guy, so we got nothing for you. We're not the right people to ask.
Well, we have a lot to get to today. We move on from eating things and, you know, huge unit problems and Halloween costumes. What a start to the show.
There's a lot. There's a lot there.
Burning tires down in Portland.
You guys on an hour and a half of sleep? Did you guys go to bed at all last night?
I took a nap.
Took a nap, woke up.
Well, let's talk about it.
Come back to work.
I want to start with that, and then we'll get to NFL Factoid Tuesday. But we'll start there. Second longest ever, by the way. Not the longest. It's the second longest.
It tied the Dodger-Red Sox game, right?
Yeah.
No, ESPN is saying second longest. Not
well, because it might have gone like an out or an out longer, but I think the longest ever.
No, for time of running
time?
Game, it was only the second longest.
How was there? Yeah, what?
Right.
Which one was
right? Yeah. Which one was longer? Huge penis problem. We'll start there. World Series, 18 innings. Dirt and Sprague, 105 on the fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, there's Book Chamby, ESPN Radio, on the call. 18 innings. Freddie Freeman, go Braves, walks it off for the Doyers in the 18th inning. The Dodgers take a 2-1 series lead, winning 6-5 last night. Now,
it's over.
What inning did you quit?
I pulled the plug after the 12th inning.
12th inning?
12th inning. That was it for me. No, I was tired. I was falling asleep in bed. The Blazer game was wrapped up. Essentially, at that point, they were up by like 16 in the fourth quarter. So that game was done. And when the Blue Jays were running into outs, I knew how everybody knew how that game was going to end. Somebody was going to hit a walk-off home run for the Dodgers. It was just a question of who. They kept pitching around Shohei, so it wasn't going to be him. And I make the mental decision when I go into extra innings that I got to cut off time. I got a time in which I'm pulling the plug because you can't do the inning by anything. Because if you do that, next thing you know, you're up at 1 o'clock in the morning and it's the bottom of the 18th inning. And then you can't get any sleep because you're waking up 2 hours later. So I went in saying, I'm going to give it a couple innings. I'll watch a couple at bats, see if anything happens here. Felt like there was some, you know, a little bit of movement. 12th inning, nope, I'm out.
I want to give Swag the floor here because that was his team involved. I fell asleep in the 15th.
Yeah.
I could only hang to the 15th. I tried. I legitimately tried. I woke up. My alarm went off. I went. And this is what's funny about what you say. I went to the 15th. You passed out at the 12th. I woke up, and before checking my phone to see the score, I legitimately was like, I bet Freeman hit a walk-off.
Yep. We all knew how it was going to end.
It was Freeman or Ohtani, because Ohtani was awesome last night.
They weren't going to pitch to him, so.
Yeah, right. At that point, it wasn't going to be Ohtani. It was probably going to be Freeman or Max Muncy or one of their other, you know, douchebag hitters that was going to hit a walk-off home run.
Hey, and I pulled it up. Freeman, walk-off, 18th inning, 6-5. Now, were you a sicko? Did you go the full distance?
Full distance.
What time did it end?
Midnight. Just before midnight.
He is on an hour of sleep.
The broadcast, the radio broadcasts, well, here's the problem, because it aired on 9:10.
He had to work after this game.
Oh, God.
And so, you know, I schedule 5 hours from the start of pregame to the end of postgame, a five-hour window. That broadcast was 8 hours and 8 minutes. Fortunately, it was on 9:10, and we didn't miss, like, a slew of costly... So I'm shuffling things, and then I need to, because it crosses over to the next day, I need to make sure that we're lined up.
Right, that everything's
going to
function.
So we're not thrown off completely.
Here's the thing about this. So God. It was technically 6 hours and 29 minutes, according to ESPN, and it's the second longest World Series game ever.
Now, was the other 18 inning at Dodger Stadium 6 years
Here's
ago the against the
On their TV broadcast, they didn't say what the longest one. It said tied for second longest postseason game. Innings-wise, it was tied for the longest with that 18-inning game.
I wonder if there's some... Now, I don't know technically if you have a rain delay in a game. Does that time count in the total length of the game, or do they separate the delay?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know if
because you had that Cubs-Guardians game 7, remember, that went to extra innings, and it had to rain delay in extra innings. They had to pull the plug in, like, the 10th.
I mean, I understand that, like, you know, World Series baseball and how close you are inning by inning to winning it on just any pitch. Like, 18 innings is pretty nuts. I'd argue that game would have been amazing if it ended in the proper nine
or in the 10th or 11th or 12th or 13th.
I mean, Shohei single-handedly kept the Dodgers in it.
Unbelievable.
And then you go
it's over. The series is over. They're going to win the World Series again.
But,
it's
but
over.
Why? We why? Have a 2-1 series.
Why?
They almost won that game. They were down. Cool. They came back.
Do almost counts as wins in the World Series?
Know. Both teams had two or three different chances to win it in extra innings.
How about that terrible Dodger bullpen that threw 11 shutout innings last night?
That was amazing.
Just horrible unit. They're just going to derail their entire season.
Their last guy so who wasn't on any of the previous playoff round rosters.
How did he do last night?
Who, Klein was amazing.
Yeah, pretty good.
I can't remember the last time I saw that guy pitch in a game.
Probably last playoffs.
Dodger bullpen's terrible. They just break him out for game three of the World Series. That's it. That's the other reason he's on the roster. They don't even need him.
Kershaw came in.
By the way, you get Ohtani on the mound tonight, by the way. He's going to throw 6 shutout innings, and they're going to win again. And then they're going to win again tomorrow, and the series is going to be over.
I'm not ready to go there with you. I think this is going to go the full distance. That's
fun.
A good Blue Jay team.
Nobody's saying it's not a good Blue Jay team. They're a good They won the American League. Of course they're a good team.
Game 5 is going
to be interesting. They're not winning the World Series. It's not happening.
Dude, can we also give a shout-out?
This is akin to Kevin Durant joining the Warriors. They are unbeatable with Shohei Ohtani.
Well, the Raptors beat the Warriors.
Yeah. Okay, so if Shohei Ohtani tears his Achilles and Freddie Freeman breaks his arm and Mookie Betts tears his ACL, then maybe the Toronto Blue Jays will have a chance in this series. If that happens in the next 24 hours, maybe they can come back and win the series.
Well, what I was going to say is I thought the fun part of that game was the timely hitting. When Kirk hit the 3-run home run, I'm like, oh my God, yes, Blue Jays, let's go. The throw outs, I don't know what the record of a throw out is or tag outs. It felt like that was some of the most amazing defensive baseball I've seen in a long time.
Horrible decisions, though. Like in the 10th inning, they sent Schneider, whoever the hell they sent home.
Yeah.
You had Vladdy Jr. on deck. He was coming up to bat. You could have second and third. And maybe they pitch around him. They probably would in that scenario and walk him and put him on.
Well, they finally did that to Ohtani at the end.
Yeah, but then you have the bases loaded where a walk could give you a run. Like, the guy was out by 10 feet at home plate. Yeah. Like, it was an incredible relay throw. Don't get me wrong. You're spot on there. Some of them were better than others, but some of those calls, like, why are you sending a guy? You're that desperate
I think they wanted
Then when they ran into the outs, they had what? In the 8th inning or 7th inning, they ran into an out at third base. They had the 10th inning where they ran into an out at home.
Well, they had the
bases loaded with Kershaw on the mound, and they grounded out. It's like they're not winning this game.
Well, there was the one where Bichette got picked off because they thought
it was
the
ball
guy
four.
Walked.
Yes.
And so that was fortunate.
I mean, I think I hear what you're saying. It wasn't a good decision to send him. But I also think, like, the other side of that is people like you, and I don't blame you for this. I'm not criticizing you. Thinking this series was over before it started and still think that? I mean, that's probably going into some of the decision-making, right? It's like, dude, beating this team is going to be hard enough. Maybe there's going to be a bad throw, and let's just roll the dice on that. Maybe it won't be perfect, and we'll end up getting that run.
To me, it's akin to like a football move of like time and space and when you're making a call. Like, not all fourth down calls are the same. Not all sends are the same. If you're in that situation and the worst hitter in your lineup is standing on deck, I have zero problem sending him saying, what the hell? Maybe the throw is 2 feet to the left and he scores and we take the lead in the 10th inning. You got to understand where you're at in the lineup. And with the best hitter on your team standing on deck. And again, they probably walk him, but then the Dodgers are in a bases loaded tight situation where maybe four balls get you a run automatically, or a pass ball could score you a run. There's different ways that you can score there. And so it's just understanding where you're at in the lineup. And that's why I didn't like sending him there.
I mean, I think my last thought on this, and we can get back into it, because game four is tonight with Ohtani on the bump.
Yeah. He's going to hit 2 home runs and throw 7 shutout innings. Just wait for it.
I'm curious if they'll pitch to him at all. Today.
I don't care. The bases are loaded. I'd walk him.
He's getting the Bonds treatment.
Yes. Don't pitch to him.
Remember when he sucked in the playoffs?
Yeah, I remember that.
I think he's got the most postseason home runs, or he's like one away.
Just wait. This is Mookie now. Mookie's been terrible for the most part
of
the playoffs.
The most.
He's going to hit 2 home runs tonight, probably, too.
He has the most multi-home run games in a single postseason. He's got 3 different multi-home run games so far this
postseason. Well, this is the Yankees in the late 90s, dude. They're going to win 3 in a row or 4 out of 5.
Very possible,
They're not beating them as long as they stay healthy.
I mean, he's the best baseball player I've ever seen in my life. But I'll say this. I thought it was a funny moment watching this 18-inning thriller of a game. The funniest moment to me is watching this and going, oh, they're going to walk Shohei Ohtani because they want Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
The guy who ended up ending the game for them, they were like,
"That's the position
we'd rather
you're
have
in."
You up there, yes. Than Ohtani. Yeah. I'm like, "Damn, dude."
Mookie
that must
Betts
be nice.
Is standing behind him in the dugout or in the on deck circle, and they walk him to bring up Mookie Betts, who's won an MVP.
Yeah,
that's the Dodger lineup for you. I got to play him 15 times
and
a year,
then
dude.
Freddie.
This sucks. It sucks playing.
And
them.
Then Will Smith.
Yeah.
And then Teoscar.
See, and they're all miserable douchebags.
And then
and they complain
Hernandez.
All season long about their bullpen, our bullpen. And then in Game 3 of the World Series, they throw 11 shutout innings. Oh, who didn't see that coming? I'm so surprised.
Nobody saw.
God, I hate this stupid team.
You guys need to just fight. You need to fight.
I'm not watching tonight. The Blazers playing tonight. What else is on TV?
You got a college manager now running your squad.
No, Blazers are off. They got Utah next.
What NBA
tomorrow.
Games are on tonight? Give me the NBA slate. I'm watching something else tonight.
It's Frozen Frenzy. All 32 NHL
all right,
teams.
I'm watching hockey
today.
Tonight. Screw this stupid sport.
Wasn't yesterday the Equinox?
Yes.
Yeah, we had
every
there
sport. Were two hockey games.
Didn't pay attention to some of those sports, to be honest with you.
It's all right.
The football was pretty terrible, too.
The football sucked.
By the way, Chiefs.
Football wasn't very good.
Don't mind them.
Yeah, here they are. Hello.
Boy, Dirt's on a real roll in sports. The
I'm
Eagles,
just mark my words,
the
dude.
Still a game out.
The Dodgers
the
are going to win the World Series.
The Dodgers. The
Ohio State's going to win the national championship again. The Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. Yes. And Oklahoma City's going to win another NBA title. I just mark it down now.
You're
write it down
so
in Sharpie.
Miserable.
I'm going to bet all of those right now because I might as well at least profit on them.
Yeah, but the Blazers are fun.
Hey, 2-2, baby. No Luka. We took care of business.
Glad we got past Bronny.
We did. Dude, is he like a legit a rotation player, or is that just because
no.
of injury?
No,
I had not seen a Laker game yet, and I'm like, is he playing actual minutes?
No, him and Dalton Connect should not be in the NBA.
No, Dalton Connect's that bad, huh?
Awful.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
too
aged
bad.
Poorly.
Awful.
We really wanted him
I love
here.
That kid.
Hey, man. For all the Dalton Connects we're wrong on, Cedric Cowards are in the background going, yo, you guys might have been right on me.
Although, to be fair, didn't Dalton Connect have like a great first 3 weeks of his NBA season last year? And we were all like, man, why didn't we take
he
this
had,
guy?
He had some flashes.
I thought
moments,
he had a couple of the games early, and we all were like bemoaning them not getting
it's
him.
It's fizzled fast, my friend. Dodgers win in 18, tied second longest. Game 4 tonight.
There's
Ohtani
no hope. Why do we even do this? There's no point. There's no purpose. Just we're all going to die someday. So enjoy the Dodgers winning another World Series.
So insufferable.
I will.
It's going to go 7.
It's not.
Positive thoughts.
Got to go buy some more champagne.
Let's get to, okay.
See, I told you. He's going to do it.
I was kind of defending you.
He's complaining. Remember all those complaints?
You're the worst.
The Brewers. Watch out for the Brewers.
He was mid-May.
Just the worst.
I'll never forget
absolute
it.
Worst. I have a super team. I have better than the 92.
The regular season.
Who cares? There's 162 games.
How's that bullpen
it's the
you?
Brewers. Mm-hmm. For the love of God, you have an $800 million payroll. Act like it.
Let's get to NFL Factoid Tuesday.
Yes.
It's also Connolly Quarterly.
It is.
Bill Connolly's going to join us at 7:30 today. But let's get to NFL Factoid Tuesday next on The Fan. Got some college football stuff to get into today. Ask this question. Are all these things the same? And how are we going to separate them? Got a college football coach talking about Brian Kelly being fired.
Fun to read all the stories about how terrible of a person Brian Kelly is after he got fired. It was a fun walk down memory lane of like, that's right, I forgot about that one. Remember the story of it was Robert Saleh and somebody else. I think LaFleur were grad assistants.
The party, right?
On his staff at Central Michigan, and they got invited to his coach's Christmas party when he was the head coach, thinking this is going to be an awesome opportunity to go to a coach's party. They show up, and he makes them stand outside and
valet,
be valets
right?
for the entire Christmas party. And they were like, what? We're on the staff? Is a staff Christmas? No. And he made them park all the cars and then go get all the cars at the end of the night. And they vowed in that moment, if we ever become head coaches, we will not be terrible people like that.
Let's get to NFL Factoid Tuesday. Running a little late here because you guys wouldn't shut up. You had a temper tantrum.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Dodgers do it to me.
Well, seems like the whole sports world's doing it to you.
It's really beating me down right now. I need some hope. I need something. Something to break my way.
You just need to enjoy the little...
The little victories along the way.
Yeah.
I really need a Bills Super Bowl or a Lions. I'd need something this year.
How about some fun ones from CBS? Point differentials this season. Bills, hold on. Forgot I had to update something.
Update your computer.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yep, ready to go.
And break. Bills plus 61. Lions plus 64. Patriots plus 67. Chiefs plus 83. Colts plus 116.
That is just like, what?
Holy crap.
There was a picture from their game this weekend against the Titans of Jonathan Taylor running through a hole that I'm not kidding you. We say this a lot. Like, you could drive a dump truck through.
We could have gotten positive yardage even with our 40 times.
I could have ran for 6 yards in that hole.
Probably.
6 yards. There was nobody touching anybody for 6 yards there. It was 10 feet wide.
Most touchdowns for the 2024 NFL draft class. Caleb, 31. Drake May, 34. Mm. Jaden, 40. Bo Nix, 52.
Ooh, buddy. I think he jumped into the top five for most touchdowns in his first, what, you know, whatever, the 20, whatever starts it is.
He's getting, when he,
it's like Mahomes, Herbert, it's, you know, the usual names, and then he jumped into that top five.
It feels like when they win, he has a 4-touchdown game, and if they lose, it's like 1 touchdown and a pick, and it's just meh.
Yeah.
When they win, it's there's no, like, in-between there. It feels like it's, hey, the Broncos won. He had 4 touchdowns. Hey, the Broncos lost. He had a touchdown.
They feel very hot and cold as an offense.
Very hot
just
and cold.
When they're hot, like, get the hell out of the way. You're not stopping them, and then they just go through funks. But that's, you know, that's football. It'll happen to you. He had an unbelievable game on Sunday.
Over the last 40 years... 3 second-year quarterbacks have led the NFL in passer rating through week 8. Kurt Warner in 99.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger in 05.
Okay.
Drake May in 2025. The two prior won the Super Bowl. And you want to talk about a hellscape? I know it's the Chiefs, but the Patriots won a Super Bowl.
All the teams just go back for... Well, they won their last one. 2019, was that their last title? 2018, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
When they beat the Rams like 6-3 in that ugly-ass game.
Was that the last one they won? I think you're right.
It was, Brady didn't do squat, but they won, and he's, you know, he's a goat. If they won another one already, that would be demoralizing for the NFL.
I might cry if the Patriots do it. The Chiefs, I understand, but the Patriots might wreck me in a way that I'm not, I haven't thought about, because 20 years of my life.
Dominated by them.
Just being them. It's
every
like,
year.
Yeah. That's going to be a tough one.
And I don't dislike Vrabel at all. I don't dislike Drake May at all. I like them both. Actually, I'm kind of rooting for him because he got a raw deal in Tennessee. Shouldn't have been fired. Joke's on them. Now look how bad they are. And Drake May's, I loved him coming out of college. I was big on Drake May.
Nobody wants a happier ending for Mike Vrabel than Robert Kraft. Last one, and then we'll go to a break here. Because, again, you guys wouldn't shut the hell up.
Sorry.
I got Dodger Boy over there.
Our bullpen.
I got baseball temper tantrum over there.
More like a sports, general sports temper tantrum.
Breece Hall is the only non-quarterback with a game-winning touchdown pass in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter overtime over the last 20 years.
Does that classify as a pass? That was like a hook shot. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, he pumped and then passed, but yeah, it's a pass.
Technically, the ball goes forward
and did not touch the ground.
Are you poo-pooing his touchdown pass?
He's poo-poo. I get a poo-poo right now.
Can you name the last player to have that?
No.
I don't even know if we remember this player.
Oh.
Rod Gardner from Washington in 2003.
Wow. Wait, I'm trying Rod to think Gardner.
Of, like,
did he play for the Raiders too?
No, different player. Through passes like Walter Payton, they ran halfback option passes.
Gardner's the last one, according to ESPN Stats and Info, to have the game-winning pass as a non-quarterback.
Yeah, I don't remember Rod Gardner.
I'd have said like him or Marcus Allen or something like that.
By the way, the Bengals are now 1-3 the last 2 seasons when scoring 38 points.
That's good.
They were 54-4 the previous 56 seasons.
Remember when they didn't want to re-sign their elite edge rusher?
Yeah.
And now he's hurt.
I mean, it hasn't helped, but now he's hurt. But I, you know, remember when they fired their well-respected defensive coordinator?
He's having a great year in Indy.
Oh, he is. Huh? Yeah. He knows what he's doing. Yeah, interesting.
Turns out he doesn't know what he's doing.
Turns out it's kind of a talent issue and an ownership issue, not a coaching issue. Got it.
You know, Bengals fans, I love you. We know a couple of them that are listeners, and I'm not telling you to do this. I wouldn't blame you for pulling a Swigard. And it's not because you don't love Burrow and the players. It's
no.
I just hate bad ownership. Bad ownership is tough, man. It's hard to get out of that.
We all know how that's going to end with Burrow. We all know how, whether it's next year or 2 years or 3 years, he's going to go sign with the Dodgers and win 4 World Series. We all know how this is going to end with Joe Burrow.
One of the greatest closing stories of all time.
He's going to anchor the bullpen now.
He's with his fastball throwing.
He's
going
to be John Smoltz, isn't he?
Totally is. They got a new closer. I'm leaving this stupid sport. I'm going to go play baseball.
More NFL Factoid Tuesday next on The Fan.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, it's NFL Factoid Tuesday. We kind of lost some. We're doing this too often, guys, and I'll take some responsibility, but also you need to own some of this too. We're railroading NFL Factoid Tuesday every week.
I'll get out of the way.
Like, I went a little long in the opening. You guys would not shut the hell up at 6:15.
I blame the booger eaters.
Swag. You kind of have a face if somebody ate a booger. That's not a compliment. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Your team's going to win the World Series. Take a diss.
How many 18-inning World Series games do you get? There's been two.
Your nap's going to hit so hard today. Optostats has this one. Jordan Love completed 20 consecutive passes, threw for 350 yards, threw 3+ touchdowns, had 0 turnovers, and was sacked 0 times. In case you're wondering, yes, you've never seen a player have a game like that in NFL history.
Pretty remarkable, man. Fun storylines. The Rodgers stuff was kind of cool to see. He was there for so long and saying hi to all the players and the coaches and all that. And then Jordan Love ended up stealing the show, and the Packers had a nice win on the road.
This is what makes their weird games frustrating, because you see him play like this, and then he has games where his stats aren't the worst, but like I think they're kind of misleading because their offense kind of sucks.
Yes.
I just don't get it. They're a weird team, but they're a good team.
Getting one of their top wide receivers back this helped this week a ton.
Yeah. Hey, Watson had a
great
night.
Watson coming back was huge.
Dirt, who is the league leader in pressure rate in the NFL?
Oh, Micah Parsons.
Nope.
I guess you're going to keep going?
If you want to.
Well, I'm trying to speed up the segment here.
Oh, touche.
Is it a Bosa bro? Is it Khalil Mack? Is it a Watt brother? Is it J.J. Watt?
No.
No, not J.J.
Watt. Nope, it'd be Nick Bonito.
Yeah, defensive player of the year, likely.
Denver Broncos, 24.5%. That's a great stat.
It's a contract that is absolutely already paid its weight in gold.
They're going to lose Surtain for a couple weeks. That was unfortunate news, but they still are a good defense. Bonito, a big part of that. How about this one? Victor Wembanyama is currently tied with the Mavs for 8th in the NBA for total blocks.
What? What was that?
Wait.
What are we doing here?
What happened?
What are we doing here? Get that nonsense out of here.
An NBA stat?
What are we doing?
What happened?
What are we doing? This is not NBA factoids, okay?
Do we need NBA factoids?
No, we don't.
I think we might need some
Get
NBA
the
factoids.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
A little plus minus segment?
So.
Dude. Tied for 8th
with
the Mavs in blocks?
There's some silly stuff going on to start the season.
Okay, anyways. I'm sorry.
Hog 'em ups, of course.
Keith. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know how they got in there. That was weird. Dylan Gabriel. How about this start? According to Tony Escarino, he's thrown. God, I'm so bad with names.
I like seeing that name. I could tell you couldn't you know how to pronounce it.
I had it, and then I didn't
read
have it.
And you're like, in the head. Yeah, what do I?
In the head. Yeah, okay. Tony Escarino says Dylan Gabriel, he's thrown 20 plus yards down the field. 2.8% of his pass attempts. The lowest of any qualified passer in the NFL.
Look, it's hard out there for a 5'8 short king, okay? Life ain't easy in the NFL, sub-5'10.
I don't know what you guys do with this one. The Bills have the lowest strength of victory in the NFL. Their opponent's winning percentage is 256.
Yeah, that's not good, Bob, but I think there's a trust factor there just because who their quarterback is and what they've done. But this is that's why that's such a fun game this weekend. They get Kansas City this weekend.
Get a win this week, that'll get boosted.
And they're, you know, to go against that, you could say, well, they beat Kansas City in the regular season last year, and then what happened when they played in the playoffs? So it doesn't mean anything's going to happen in the postseason, but I do think it will be, just from a morale standpoint for a while for them, a big one to get.
A second here. My notes just got minimized.
Uh-oh. Enhance.
There we go.
Enhance.
Jackson Dart is the only quarterback in the Super Bowl era with 8-plus passing touchdowns and 4-plus rushing touchdowns and fewer than 5 giveaways in his first 5 starts.
He's playing really well, man. And it's another one in the face of like, well, can we really rush a rookie quarterback out there? Will he be all right? Like, we do this all the time. Drake May went through this last year early in the season in New England. Do we really want to play him? Same thing with Dart. Russell Wilson does nothing for you. He's not accomplishing anything. Put your rookie out there and see what he can do. The only bummer is obviously that Scataboo is out because they were becoming a very
terrible,
fun tandem to watch, and they were an entertaining team to watch, and they pulled off some upsets and didn't quite do it this weekend in Philly. That was tough to see because that rookie class, I think, had Giants fans feeling nice for the first time in a while.
The Bucs 6-2 start ties their best 8-game start in franchise history. That was their first win without trailing this season.
Is that division over? We're marking that one in Sharpie.
Yeah, dude, that's cooked.
Give them the banner right now.
I mean, look, I gave the Falcons a shot here, but like, if we're just all being honest, like most people probably just thought it was over before the season started.
Likely, right? I think there was the question of what can Atlanta do, and they had moments where you're like, maybe there's, and then no.
They have 15 sacks over their last 3 games, tied for their most over a 3-game span in the last 25 seasons.
Pretty damn good, dude.
Unbelievable.
And they're incredibly banged up, too.
The Eagles have 11 straight home wins versus divisional opponents. It's their longest home win streak versus divisional opponents since the 1970 merger.
Talk about another division that's over.
Yeah.
Hang the banner.
That one's over.
Hang the banner.
There will finally be a repeat champion in the NFC East.
Yeah, what's the streak at?
It's like 20-some-odd years.
Is it really? We haven't had a repeat champion?
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
2036. Dirk, do you know the significance of that number, 2036?
It's 11 years from now. I know that. Or unless we're talking
2036.
Stats. Oh, okay, 2036. I do not know. No.
Teddy ball games, first all PIL.
Hey, conference. Now we're talking.
2036, that would be the games combined players for the San Francisco 49ers have missed with injuries since 2017.
Wow. They had somebody go down. I can't remember who it was, but somebody went down this weekend and they panned the camera over to Kyle Shanahan while the Cartler, like the trainers are running out. The look on his face just like, what are we doing here?
There's a still image of from the movie Little Giants before they got their equipment. So they have all these used NFL pads and it's all the, you know, the misfit kids. And it said, Kyle Shanahan, I can operate with this offensive line.
we'll find a way. We'll make it work. We'll be all right. Are they going to buy this week?
No.
Of all teams that need a buy, they desperately need a week off.
So I said in the year, I thought they'd be 10-7 because I knew this injury thing was going to be a problem to start, and it's only gotten worse.
Yeah.
I will argue with you. I don't think my team's a real contender, so you don't need to at me anybody.
At the Giants this Sunday.
If they win this game this weekend, and I don't know if that's a gimme.
It's definitely not.
It's Dart. It's dangerous. It's a 10 a.m. East Coast game.
Good defensive line.
If they win that game this weekend, I have their schedule in my fridge. I think they can get to 10-7, but yes. I won't understand how they do it.
Because their schedule's pretty easy. But they've also won games against teams that we didn't think that they were going to win games against.
They still have the Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, and Titans on the schedule.
Those are all terrible teams.
They are.
I'm not saying they can't lose any of them.
The most injured team in the NFL.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying, like, how do they get there? They won some games that they shouldn't have won early in the year, and then in the back half you get a bunch of slop.
Final one for you because we're against it and I want to get to the second hour. Myles Garrett had 5 sacks on Sunday, Dirt.
Yes, very good.
No player with that many sacks in a game had ever lost a game by more than 3 points.
I mean, these are becoming like Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout stats in Anaheim. They hit 3 home runs apiece, and we've never seen that since Slappy White did it in 1917, and they lost 17-4.
Stefanski going to get set free?
What I do you wouldn't mean, call set free.
I wouldn't call that a firing. I would call
2-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski.
Don't get me started.
2-time.
See you what? I can't believe how inept they are.
I just love that Myles Garrett was going to adamantly demand a trade because he wanted a chance to compete and then re-sign with the Browns and then had some cryptic like, oh, wait till you hear our quarterback plans and they're starting Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders is the backup.
He's injured.
That happened this offseason, man.
All right. We got a lot to get to in the second hour. NFL Factoid Tuesday. We do it every Tuesday at 6:30. We will be sure next Tuesday.
Well done.
Thank you. To be on time. Well, I had more factoids. I'll, you know.
We could have slipped a few more in there if you didn't put a stupid NBA stat in there.
Get the f*** out of here.
He's tied with it.
It's time for, two more NFL stats. We could have jammed into that. Wasted 90 seconds.
Good jams fourth. Leave that to Dirt and Sprague. It's a nice inside joke for only me and Dirt. Loaded second hour. Are we sure all these things are alike in college football? Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, the Fan of the Fan Sports Network.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.